If drunkenness prevents one from being responsible for a marriage, then how does inebriation affect sexual immorality, murder, stealing, or other activities in God's eyes?
Those are all sins. When they're committed by a responsible person, then they are counted in God's sight. By the way, a child that's not reached the age of accountability is not guilty of sin in the way that we think of it. But on the other hand, marriage, which is not a sin, but a decision that's made by definition. So, how can you make a decision that you didn't make, is what I'm getting at there. God wants you have to have intent. Let me give you another example. What if they wanted some fellow to marry some girl, so they drugged him and ran him through the ceremony? That's what I'm getting at. You have to be in your right mind and make the decision to marry, because marriage is defined by the intention of both parties to do that. Okay? If you want to press me on that further, feel free to jot it down and give it to him. Is that all the time we have?
Good. Here's we're out of time.